tonight. Tom Ceratore with us tonight. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.
You look at your three goal scorers tonight. Brendan Harms hadn't scored in his last two games. Nate Arntz hadn't scored in three games. Jay Dickman hadn't scored since the Saturday at North Dakota. Talk about three of them much needing a goal and three big-time goals for you.
No, it was good. It was good getting a three, too, Schulte. It was good getting a three, and no, I was proud of the guys. And it's been a grind for these guys the whole semester. Like I said at Beaver Pride the other day, Schulte, Biss, like, we haven't had a break. We've traveling all over North America. We haven't had a break. No bye. I've never had a team that's never had a bye the first half. We're going to play 22 games. Like, it's a testament to these guys, the gas, you know, the gas that they've had in the tank. And, you know, it's been tough at times. And, you know, you take Mondays off. You have to watch your practices, how long they go. But it's finals week. It was finals week this week. And, it's, you know, early next week is finals week, too. Like, there's a lot of things on these guys' plate. And these guys have been pretty darn clutch is what I'm getting at. They've been pretty darn clutch. And, you know, it's just a testament to those guys.
Well, you get down very early in this one, Tom. But your team just finds all sorts of ways to win hockey games. You get the equalizer, and then 40 seconds later get the lead for good.
Yeah, it just, again, yeah, just, we found a way. We found some ways to get it done. And, you know, our power play's been struggling. It found a way, and we had some 5-on-5 success. And, again, just, again, how many shot attempts do we have tonight, guys? We had 70 last night after 60 minutes. What do we have tonight?
We don't have shot attempts.
Oh, you don't have it? Yeah, you don't have that. You don't get the shot charts up there?
Nope.
No,
okay.
You guys were firing, but you got a lot more second chances tonight, Tom.
Well, yes, we did. No, I thought, again, we talked about that today. We kept pucks a little lower, too, on Diffel. You know, we thought we were getting a little high on him and a lot of belly shots. And, you know, we put more in his feet. We tried to get more second chance opportunities and whatever. It just, you know, we had a plan, and whether it was executed or not, but I thought we had better. I thought we had more jam and more second chance opportunities as well.
I'm sure you would have liked an insurance goal there in the third period,
yeah.
But is that as good as you can play defensively in a period?
Probably.
With everything on the line?
I thought the first 10 minutes of the third period were dicey. I thought they kind of dictated. I thought they just had they had good jump. I thought they had, you know, they dictated the play pretty good. We had a couple hairy moments right there, and mostly in the slot. And but then I thought the last 10 minutes we calmed down, we were pretty composed, and I thought we made a lot of plays and we managed the puck well.
Impressive final 3 minutes, Tom. When you guys have a one-goal lead and they can't get it past your blue line till 30 seconds left to maybe even try to pull the goalie.
Well, exactly. I thought, again, we did a good job of keeping the puck deep. We played a 200-foot game those last three minutes. We had good line changes. You know, so there's a lot of good things. There was a lot of good things right there, and you're exactly right. And no, we played well again. Again, I'm gonna say I don't know if we've ever given up 30 shots on a week, and I can't remember. And against a team this good, so that just means, again, guys, it's not so much defensively; it's we possessed the puck. We had the puck a lot. That's what it was.
When Jerry Fitzgerald was in the faceoff dot, he won 10 of 12.
Yeah,
you have the puck when he's in the faceoff.
Well, dot. You win faceoffs. You get offensive zone faceoffs. You manage the puck. It was just that's a pretty good offensive team. They've scored a lot of goals this year. And to hold them to 30 shots is pretty good. So proud of the guys for that.
Well, first half of the WCHA season is in the books for you guys. Could you have done it any better, Tom? I mean, that's pretty impressive what you guys have done here.
No, you can't. I mean, obviously, again, you know, we're excited about, obviously, again, our first half. I'm glad it's over. We just need a you know, I'm just glad it's over. We got to worry about Duluth now, but I don't want to worry about Duluth until Tuesday. And, we're not going to practice on Monday. Guys have finals, so let's not worry about Duluth for a couple days. But it is nice kind of, you know, just kind of getting out of the conference for a while. And, you know what, proud of the record. And, you know, we only lost 5 points through 16 games. And, again, you know,
it's impressive.
The guys should be proud of themselves.
Well, two of the hottest teams right now in the country will be meeting in Amsoil Friday and here on Saturday. If people don't come buy a ticket here on Saturday, I don't know.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
They must not like to be entertained.
Yeah, actually, do you guys have scores?
Yes.
How's that Denver Duluth game going?
Let me scroll. Duluth 2-1 end of 2.
Gotcha.
Western 2-1, 2 minutes left in the third at North Dakota. North Dakota beat them 5-1 last night.
Looks like a lot of Split City, and that's second half of the year, Split City. I know it is just, you know, it's just the way it goes in Split City, and it's kind of what happened in our league this weekend, other than a couple teams too. So
hope we actually have a game to be played on Friday, unlike last year, Tom.
We will.
See you there.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the BSU Beavers, with us on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.